And our new championship, but not a new name in this section.
He has
been a very successful player for many, many years. He's out of the Country Club of York, shooting 210, winning by one shot. Terry Herzog, let's bring him into the Golf Talk Live move.
Congratulate Terry, right, and also congratulate all the other guys that qualified.
You got it. Let's bring Terry in. All right, we got a very tired but happy Terry Herzog, teaching professional at the Country Club of York, up at the microphone right now. And now we have to add to that title the Philadelphia Section PGA champ. Terry, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, you know, I don't want to diminish this at all, but this is not like your first rodeo. You've had some great successes over the year. Where does this stand?
Well, it's great. You know, I'm 52 now, and when they announced on the first tee, they announced the previous winners, and they announced mine as 2001, 2004. That's a long time ago. So it's really special to be able to still play well and compete.
Yeah.
You know, because I think about it every now and then. I think, well, how long can I really do it? At some point, your game's going to slip off a little bit.
Now, you had been a club pro for many years with all of the duties of, you know, the shop and running the member guests and running the women's member guests and, you know, whatever it might be. And now for the last 5 years, you're doing nothing but teaching. I've got to think that helped your game a little bit. Less pressure and more thoughts about the swing and your game itself.
Yes.
Let me put it this way. It has not hurt Stu Ingram all these years. He's been teaching for a number of years.
I will say this. I've got four kids. They're all college age. And I've been paying tuitions for about 15 years. So I have a job outside of golf. So I teach about 35 hours a week. And then I work for a company raising capital for another 35 hours a week.
Yeah.
So that adds to my schedule a little.
Paying those college tuitions, that's... Yeah, that'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. That'll do it for you. Well, good luck with that. Good. So tell me a little bit about your round here. As we said, you shot 210 for the week, which was trying to do the math here real quick.
2 under
par. And, you know, we know that conditions were very difficult on Tuesday. No matter where you play, whether it was Burlington or here at Laurel Creek, weather was tough. Things got better yesterday. Tell me about the two courses, how they matched up, and then how it all came together for you today. Because you had to come from behind.
Yes. And truthfully, I didn't really even think about the possibility that I could be sitting here right now tonight at 7. I was 7 strokes back going into today. So I just wanted to come out and play well, hit good golf shots, post a decent score, and, you know, have a top 5 finish would have been great.
And that was a pretty decent score today.
It was. Today played hard. Yeah. I mean, the golf course here is spectacular, but there was enough wind, and the golf course was long, good hole locations. It was not easy.
Greens were a little bit slick also.
They were slick.
Yeah. So... this now sends you out to the National Professional Championship, which will take place in California. Have you ever played at either of those courses before?
Actually, we played our senior professional national championship there 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
the Bayonet and
what is it? Bayonet and
Black Horse.
Black Horse.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Black Horse. Joe Monforto helping us out here, the tournament director. Joe, stay close if I need help. I'm stumbling bad here. Joe Monforto is always there with the little facts.
He is.
So you have played them before. Good.
I have.
Good for you.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
Good golf courses.
And, of course, the pot of gold at the end of that rainbow is you play well enough in that tournament, PGA Championship.
Which I've never been able to accomplish. So maybe
really?
Next year's the year.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you've had some shots at it, as you know, obviously winning the section championship before you were in the club professional championship. So, yeah, that would be quite a thing to play in a major. How about the U.S. Open?
Missed by one year. Yeah. Never have qualified.
So this is it. This could be the big year for you. that whole deal of teaching. We may have to cut down on the raising capital, and we'll have to go into the a little more time on the range there.
That's right.
As you get prepared for this, the National Professional Championship takes place
in late June, if that's still
right. Late June it was, yeah, because that's right. We had it at Philadelphia Cricket Club last year,
yeah, 2016.
Right. So and you know it's a great event too. I got to see it up close there, and I saw it up close the year before at the Dunes Club in Myrtle Beach, and boy, they really rolled out the red carpet there. And you know that's a lot of fun.
It is.
That's a lot of fun.
I was at
it
Myrtle
has
Beach.
The word national attached to it. Yeah. All right, Terry Herzog, teaching professional. Hey, you want to get a lesson from the Philadelphia Section PGA champ? You can do that.
That's right.
If he's not on the road or if he's not working his other job, but check him out at the Country Club of York, a great old golf course out in York, Pennsylvania. Terry, I want to say congratulations to you. 52, that is very, very admirable to come out here and beat all the young guys. And I'm glad to see number three. I don't know what went on for the last 14 years between your last
good question
championship and this, but I'm glad to see another one for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Terry Herzog, our Philadelphia Section PGA champ. Hey, folks, this hour flew by. One of the reasons being because we did it from Laurel Creek Country Club in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. A very, very cool place. Thanks to all the members, the staff, everybody here, and especially John DeMarco, the head golf professional, and also Joel Inman, the general manager. They both did a terrific job in hosting the event and making us feel at home here, putting this show together, which was not easy because you had a lot of things going on. You had playoffs, you had the tournament going, you had members, you had all kinds of things. So I have to take my hat off to all of them. Of course, I'm going to give a little tip of the hat because the guy putting it all together in the studio so magnificently as always, Joe Harnett, our producer at the studio, and on site, the one and only Ed Chiazzo doing the great work right here at Laurel Creek Country Club.